We continue our scripture reading in the book of Joshua this morning. We come to a great chapter, Joshua chapter 5. It's on page 230 in your pew Bible. Two big things going on here. First, we have the reconsecration of the nation of Israel. That's not a small matter at all. God had redeemed them by his mighty hand out of Egypt. They had gone to Mount Sinai. Then they had gone through a time of testing. They had failed that test. In punishment for that, the first generation would die in the wilderness. And as you'll hear in the text, there's a sense in which that wilderness status remains upon the people of God until they enter into the land of Canaan. Now they have crossed the Jordan, and they must consecrate themselves. There must be a covenant recommittal of the people of God and of God to the people. It's going to involve circumcision of all the males. You'll find that the men had not been circumcised of that second generation. Now they would be. And then the whole nation will observe the Passover. Well, that is the kind of thing that we do as we come before the Lord each week. We recommit ourselves. We're not saved again. Israel was not becoming again the people of God. But there are times when we need to come before God, take stock of our lives. There may need to be, as circumcision signified, a cutting away of fleshly things. Many of us, perhaps, have been raised in the church and we've wandered and foolish ungodliness, and there's things that have to go, and we need to come before God and deal with that, and we need to worship, return to the worshiping community. And that's what they do as they celebrate the Passover. Now in the promised land, you will read the wonderful news, the manna stops, and now they're eating of the produce of the land of Canaan. The first meal they will have there is that sacramental meal pointing forward to the Savior who would come. Now, what's really exciting about this passage is what happens at the end. It's in response to that that Jesus Christ appears to them. And I meant exactly what I said. Jesus Christ, in pre-incarnate form, appears to Joshua, the commander of the army of the Lord. And Joshua treats him as God. And there's a re-experience of Moses at the burning bush as the Lord tells him that he's on hallowed ground. He should take the shoes off his feet. And this is what the Lord does. We come to him. We consecrate ourselves to him. And he does not forsake us. He meets us in power. He meets us with provision for our need. He reaffirms his covenant commitment to us and our interest in him. A lot of ways we could apply this. I want to apply this briefly to young people. Because I would say to all young people, those going to college, heading into college in teenage years, maybe a little older than that, that formative phase of your life, the great need of your life is that you would consecrate it very decidedly to Jesus Christ and to God, to him. Look, Israel's got a lot of concerns. They're about to fight a war. They've got cities they're going to take over. You also have worldly concerns. You have to go to school. You have to prepare them. It will all be for naught unless you commit your way to Jesus Christ. But if you will do that, if you will come to your Gilgal, as you were, and you will confirm the covenant and consecrate yourself to God through Christ, the other things will not matter that much. You will have all that you need. The commander of the army of the Lord will be your battle captain, and he will lead you through many trials into victory. Another application of this is the Lord's Supper, of course. And when we take up the Lord's Supper, we come to the same table to which the Passover was pointed. The sacrament of the Lord's Supper is a covenant reconfirmation. And we gather ourselves before the Lord. We very deliberately take into our hands the elements of his salvation for him. We give ourselves to him. He gives himself to ours. He is mighty to save. Well, with all these things in mind, let us give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the fifth chapter of the book of Joshua. As soon as all the kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan to the west, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan for the people of Israel until they had crossed over, their hearts melted, and there was no longer any spirit in them because of the people of Israel. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, "Make flint knives and circumcise the sons of Israel a second time." So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at Gibeah Haaraloth. And this is the reason why Joshua circumcised them. All the males of the people who came out of Egypt, all the men of war, had died in the wilderness on the way after they had come out of Egypt. Though all the people who came out had been circumcised, yet all the people who were born on the way in the wilderness after they had come out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the people of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nation, the men of war who came out of Egypt, perished. Because they did not obey the voice of the Lord swore to them that he would not let them see the land that the Lord had sworn to their fathers to give to us, a land flowing with milk and honey. So it was their children whom he raised up in their place that Joshua circumcised. For they were uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised on the way. When the circumcising of the whole nation was finished, they remained in their places in the camp until they were healed. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." And so the name of that place is called Gilgal to this day. While the people of Israel were encamped at Gilgal, they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month in the evening on the plains of Jericho. And the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. And the manna ceased the day after they ate of the produce of the land, and there was no longer manna for the people of Israel. But they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.